From Tidbits on February 8th, 2016, this is How to Unlearn Misspellings and Sync Your User Dictionary in OS X by Adam C. Angst. Don't you hate it when you accidentally tell OS X's spelling checker to learn a misspelled word rather than correcting it? Let me show you how to fix that. This just happened to me. I was editing some text and ran across the misspelling steganography with an O. When properly spelled as steganography with an A, it means the practice of concealing messages within other seemingly innocuous text or data. But OS X's spelling checker alertly underlined the word in red to indicate that it was wrong. I control-clicked it to get the proper spelling, but my finger slipped, and I inadvertently chose learn spelling, which added it to my local user dictionary. Curses! Just to make sure we're all on the same page of the Mac 101 textbook, when you type a word the spelling checker doesn't recognize, it will be underlined in red. Control-click it to display a pop-up menu that offers correctly spelled alternatives, along with commands to learn the word if it's right, or ignore it if it's correct in context. If you're in Pages, TextEdit, Nicest Writer Pro, BBEdit, or the like, you can control-click the word, which will no longer have that red underline, and choose Unlearn Spelling to reverse your action. But if you're in Safari, Google Chrome, or any other app that supports spell checking without implementing it fully, no unlearn spelling command is available. The clumsy solution is to copy the offending word, paste it into TextEdit or a similar app, control-click it there, and choose unlearn spelling from the pop-up menu. Effective but awkward, particularly if you've ended up with a number of misspelled words in your dictionary over the years. Here's an alternative solution. You can edit your list of learned words directly, since it's just a text file. Follow these steps. 1. In the Finder, press the Option key and choose Library from the Go menu to open your account's library folder. 2. In the Library folder, find the Spelling folder and open it. 3. Double-click the local dictionary file to open it in TextEdit or whatever app you use for text files. If you use a different language or are in a different English-speaking part of the world, you'll instead want to look for a file name for your language, such as EN_CA for Canada or NL for Netherlands. 4. Scroll through, deleting any incorrect words. You can also add words here, but make sure to keep them in strict alphabetical order or sort the list with an app. This would be a good way to add a lot of technical, medical, or scientific terms quickly. Either way, maintain one word per line. When you're done, save the file. 5. Finally, launch Activity Monitor from the Utilities folder, click the Process Name column header to sort by name, and look for Apple Spell. If you use a different language, you may have a different process. A Greek reader reported that his was called GR Spell. Search for Spell in Activity Monitor if you don't see Apple Spell. Select that process and click the X button in the upper left corner of the Activity Monitor window, then click Quit in the dialog that appears. Without this last step, or a restart, Apple Spell won't see your changes in local dictionary. After you quit Apple Spell, it restarts automatically after a few minutes, or the first time you control-click a word. Sync dictionaries across Macs. If you think about it, knowing that all your learned words are in a file gives you another interesting capability. If you have multiple Macs and want the same set of learned words on each of them, you can copy the local dictionary, or whatever your system uses, file from one Mac to another, and then quit Apple Spell or restart. You could even merge two of these learned word files from different Macs, as long as we have some way of sorting the lines alphabetically. I'd do that in BBEdit or the free Text Wrangler, both of which have a Sort Lines command in the text menu. There is one quirk that I haven't been able to figure out entirely yet. In the /library/spelling directory on my Mac, there's also a text file called EN, which contains a subset of the words in local dictionary. On my MacBook Air, it has only a handful of words. In my initial testing, learning a word updated the EN file instead of local dictionary, which caused me some confusion. But when I realized what was happening and started some rigorous testing, that behavior stopped, and nothing I do affects EN anymore. I believe the use of a file other than local dictionary is related to language settings in the language and region pane of system preferences, since I now have confirmation from people in other countries that their Macs use learned word files named for their language, such as NL for Netherlands and ENCA for Canada. And a Greek reader reported that his file was called Greek, not GR. But no matter how I fiddle with the language settings, I can't make anything interesting happen with the EN file on my Mac. This minor mystery notwithstanding, I hope you find this advice useful in cleaning up your learned word list and ensuring that spell checking works the same on all your Macs. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.